Today's Shiri Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, which we started yesterday, the Halachos of Nefilas Apayim of Tachnun. The Mechaber starts off with Sif Beis and he writes, Nefilas Apayim Miyushov Velo Me'umad. Tachnun should be said while you're sitting down, as we learned yesterday, while you're leaning on your left side or sometimes on your right side. It should be said while you're sitting down and not while you're standing. The Ber Heitev in Siv Kotten Hay writes that the Rivash brings down Shem Ruotzalasos Ma'umad Rashoy. If a person wishes to do this standing up, he's allowed to. And this is also the opinion of the Ma'aril. However, the Beis Yosef brings down the Alpia Kabbalah, Tia Meyushov Dafka. He says that based upon Kabbalah, one should be Dafka, be sitting down. And the Mishneh Berurah adds to this in Sif Katan Yud. And he writes, Kosev Beis Yosef Shatamu Aderach HaKabbalah, that the reasoning behind sitting down is based upon the Torah Sanistor, based upon the Kabbalah. However, Ud the Rivash Kosev Shenkpeh, that the Rivash says, no, we don't have to be concerned about this. If for whatever the reason you want to stand up, you can. Then he brings down Kosev Achronim. Sometimes you have to stand up, you don't have a choice. For example, Bishas Hadchak Nuchal Lismach HaRivash. Ideally, you should really follow the Beis Yosef, who says based upon Kabbalah you should do it sitting down. But if for whatever the reason you can't sit down, one can rely upon the Rivash, who says that you don't have to sit down, you can even do it standing up. For example, Akein im siim tefilaso, if you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, v'tzorech lamod al koponim k'tehi luch dal amos, and at the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei, we know you're supposed to stand in place for the amount of time it takes at least to walk dal amos. And meanwhile, the chazan is already starting to say tachlin. V'kodim shirzeh hischal atzibur lo matachlin. So you don't want to not be with the tzibur and say tachlin. So in this situation, yamod shom bimkomo, you're allowed to stand in your place. V'yipol aponov me'umorim atzibur. And you can lean on your left shoulder, on your left arm, and go and say the tachlin with the tzibur, even though you're standing up. V'chein, likewise, im acher omed negdo, if somebody is standing behind you, and you can't take the four steps back and you can't sit down in front of the person, and according to the opinion that we brought down earlier in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Beis, that a person is not allowed to sit down in front of somebody saying Shemoneh Esrei, even the entire length in front of them, not even beyond the Dalet Amos, for whatever the reason, he can't turn towards the side. So then, yipol upon a movement. Then he would also be allowed to say tachlin, standing up, leaning on his left arm while he's standing up. V'chein kol kiyai gabna. In any other scenario that you can think about. For example, let's say there are no chairs. There's no place this person to sit down. So any other scenario like this, one would be able to rely upon the Rivash, who says you can say tachlin while you're standing up. Now we continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoh. Yesh omrim de'ein nefilas apayim ele b'makum sheyesh oron v'sefer Torah b'socho. There is an opinion that says that we only say Tachnun with the leaning down if there is a Sefer Torah and an Aron Kodesh over there. The Sefer Torah is inside the Aron Kodesh. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Aleph says, Aron Lavdavka. Lavdavka, that you need the Aron Kodesh. It's the Sefer Torah that's the critical thing. Eluadin, Sefer Torah, Luchud, Dai. Let's say you have a Sefer Torah, it's not in an Aron Kodesh. Sometimes you go away for a Shabbaton or something like that, and there's no Aron Kodesh, so they put a talus over the Sefer Torah on a table. So that's also called having a Sefer Torah over there, and you can say Tachnun. Why do you need the Sefer Torah? The Atam Yeshomrim. The explanation over here for this Yeshomrim that you only say Tachlin over here with Nefilas Apayim when there's a Sefer Torah. Mishum Demotzinu Bakra, because we have in the Psukim Remez Shenefila Hi Lefnei Oron Hashem. Because we have a Remez, an allusion to this idea that Nefilas Apayim, the leaning down by Tachlin, is in front of the Aron Hashem. Ukhtirchsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'muchemus Ai, in regards to Yoshua, when they entered the territory of Israel and they had the battle with the Ai, it says, Vayipol alponov lifnei Aron Hashem. It says, they fell on their faces, lifnei Aron Hashem, in front of the Aron Kodesh. Vim ein shom sefer Torah, rak shar svarim, and if they don't have a sefer Torah over there, they just have other svarim, you're in a base medrash, but there's no sefer Torah over there. So then, das el yirab of aderech hachayim, both the el yirab and the aderech hachayim say, the lo yipol alponov. You say tachlun, but you don't fall on your arm and say it. Because rak yomar hamizbar below nefilas apayim, you should just say the mizbar of tachlun without falling down on your face, on your arm. However, v'yesh cholkim is there. He brings down in the Shaar Tzion, the Olas Tomid, Shari Knesset Sagdolo, the Mogin Giborim, all maskim imohem, all agree over here. And they say that there are those yesh cholkim bazeh that you can go and fall down on your face and say tachnun. Ubimakom sheish sefer Torah lukuliyam afilu yoch beveso no falapolim. And certainly, if there's a sefer Torah there, even if you're an only individual, you're not even davening with minyan, you can certainly do nefilas apayim on your face. Now let's look at the dirshu. Footnote number 15. He says, "Va'afim yesh shom aron." Even if you do have an aron kodesh over there, but you don't have a sefer Torah, they ain't a sefer Torah ba'aron. Why? Because maybe the Sefer Torah is in a side room where it's a little bit more protected. Right now, you don't need a Sefer Torah. It's mincha time, let's say. And they put the Sefer Torah in a more protected place. So in their shul, there's no Sefer Torah. But in the side room, maybe in a locked cabinet, there's the Sefer Torah. So he brings down Moshe Feinstein writes, you can't say tachlin and you should say tachlin in that situation on your arm, because there was a sefer Torah right near where you're davening. And in places where they only bring the sefer Torah out on Mondays and Thursdays, or the rest of the time they keep it locked up. And the rest of the time they leave it in a more locked, safe place. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, he says, since they do have the sefer Torah there on Mondays and Thursdays, so even now it's not Monday and Thursday, you're allowed to go nu nefilas apayim, you can lean on your arm when you say tachnun. Likewise, in a place where you're going to shul over there, let's say again, you're going away for Shabbaton, and they're going to have a Sefer Torah there for Shabbos, but you don't have the Sefer Torah now Friday morning. So Rav Shlomo Zalman also writes over there, and he says, you don't have to be makbid over here, and you should say tachlin there with bending down in that situation. The issue footnote number 16 brings down from Rav Chukachinsky Zatzal, who says, Minag Yerushalayim, Lipol Nefilas Apayim, Afilu B'mokam Shein Sefer Torah. He says, throughout Yerushalayim, the minag is that they always bend down for Tachnun, even if there's no Sefer Torah present. Why? Because Yerushalayim is called Lifnei Hashem. So all of Yerushalayim is Lifnei Hashem, and therefore it has the halachic status of doing Tachnun on your arm. And also, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe brings down, he adds, She'ein Hanag Azu Nechshev Ashino Minhag, even if you're normally makbid not to bend down when there's no Sefer Torah, it's not called a Shino Minhag over here, because anybody that comes to Yerushalayim should act this way. So it's like you're going into a place that has a Sefer Torah. You don't say, well, my Minhag is only in my shul. No, wherever there's a Sefer Torah, your Minhag is to go and bow down Nefilas Apayim. So everybody who goes to Yerushalayim, that's their Minhag. Furthermore, he brings down, since this is a din in Kedushas Yerushalayim, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down, he says this really applies to the old city, only within the walls of the old city, and not in the new city. However, the minhag, he says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, is Shabachoy Yerushalayim, Av Shalom B'Socha Chomos, even in the new city, people have this minhag, that they go down and say Tachlin, even if there's no Sefer Torah over there. Footnote number 17, in the dish of footnotes, he brings down from also the stipler of Kanievsky's Atzal, Maisa, Shanof al Apono Bechadero, Av Shaloh Yosham Sefer Torah. He lived in Yerushalayim, and he would always go down and do tachlin on his arm, even if he was davening by himself for whatever the reason in his own room, Kivin Shayusham Svarim, because they were always Svarim with the stipler daven. So he would go and do tachlin on his arm just when they were Svarim there, and this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlish Shlita, and he says, this is only a place where you always have a base medrash. But if a person goes to a hotel room, for example, he's on a trip, and he has a bunch of svarim with him, so that's not called ofen kavua. And if he's davening over there, he shouldn't go down to say tachlin on his arm. He should just say tachlin while he is sitting up. Go back to the Ramah, and he says, when you don't have a Sefer Torah in the room, or as we just brought down sometimes, if it's a base medrash with their Svarim Kavuim, he says, Avo below there, without this, Omrim Techina, we do say the words of Tachlin, however, below Kisui Ponim, without bending down on our arm. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Nyud Beis, Hu Nefilas Apayim Shalom. He's talking about our bending down on the arm. You don't do that if there's no Sefer Torah, or if you're not in Yerushalayim, or according to the opinion that holds, if there's a base medrash Kavua, you can also do Tachlin there with the bending down on the arm. If you don't have any of those, then you just say Tachlin without bending down. And the Ramah adds, B'chein Nohagim, this is in fact the Minhag. He brings this down in the name of the Rokeach. Then the Ramah continues, if you have a courtyard that's opening up into the main shul, or if the tzibur is davening in the main shul and you're davening in the courtyard, then anybody who's directly in front of that, you have a house right next to there, and you're facing into the shul, so then you'd be allowed to do nefilas apayim as well, bending down on your arm during the saying of the tachlin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nyud Gimel writes, this is when you're davening in the chotzer, in the courtyard in front of the shul, and the doors to the shul are open up. And you can see the Aron Kodesh from where you are. So that's called Hevik Mispal Lufnei Aron. That's also called that you're fulfilling this idea of Alpon of Lufnei Aron Hashem. As opposed to Mashay Kenim Mispal Bechotzer, Bitstot Machayim, but if you're davening off to the side, for example, the opening to the back of the shul is on the western side. Again, there are kosher shuls on the eastern side. The opening to the back of the shul is on the western side. And where you're standing in the Azara, it's extending a little bit to the south. and you're standing off to the side there. The ain't shom sefer Torah, and you don't have a sefer Torah over there. So then, ain't tzarich tefilas apayim. Then you're not allowed to go bend down on your arm because you're not in front of the Aron Kodesh itself. No. And likewise, if you're standing in that courtyard in front of the shul, but the doors to the shul are closed, even though you're literally opposite the Aron Kodesh, but the doors are closed, ain't tzarich tefilas apayim. Then you're not supposed to go down and bend on your arm and tefilas apayim for the tachna. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kazu Achronim, the Achronim right, then who mispalav Yezros Noshim? If you're davening in the women's section for whatever the reason, Gam Kin Tzorach Nefilas Apayim. Then you are also allowed to and should do Nefilas Apayim when you're saying Tachdon. Again, we pointed out previously that men should not be davening in the women's section, even if there are no women over there, because it doesn't have the same kedusha as the Azara. But for whatever the reason, let's say there's an overflow crowd and some people have to daven in the women's section, so then you would be allowed to do Tachdon over there as well. Mistama, women that are davening there certainly can also do Tachdon as well with Nefilas Apayim. Because you can see the Aron Kodesh from where you are. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, this is true even if there are curtains over there, so you physically can't see it, so the Das Torah brings down, that's still called Nechshav Kipasuach, even if there are curtains over there, or there's the Mechitza is so thick that you can't see through it, so then you would still be allowed to bend down and say Tachlin in that women's area. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudalid writes, Afilu Yochum Beis, so even an individual in his house, Mashba, we're talking here about, Afilu Hu Rochum Beis HaKnesses, you're far away from the Beis HaKnesses, but your house is directly open and adjacent to the opening to the shul, and therefore, you can see the Aron Kodesh from your house, Gam Kino Velaponim, you'd also be allowed to do Tachlin on your own. And he says, we've already brought down the Simon Nunhei, Silchav, you have to be careful, of course, that there's nothing like a garbage dump or any sort of tinuf, any sort of material over there, tzoa, something like that, excrement, that would prevent you from being connected, so to say, to the shul. Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'hu sha'tzibur gam kin omen tachlim shozeh. You can only do this if you're davening with the tzibur. For whatever the reason, you're davening with the tzibur from your house, and they're up to tachlim, then you can go down and say tachlim. But if you're davening at a different point in your house, and you just have to be in front of the Aron Kodesh, then you shouldn't say tachlim in that situation while you're bent down on your arm. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein Tefila Sapayim Belaila. We don't do Tachnun at night time. We don't say the Tefila of Tachnun with our arms, our head into our arms at night time. Or Belel HaShmores, however, in the early mornings when you're getting up to say Slichos, No Agim Lipol HaPneim. Then we do say Tachnun, even though it's technically still night, but at the end of the Slichos, the Minog is that we do say Tachnun then. Shu Korov LaYom, because it's close to the day, and therefore one can say Tachnun at that point in time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin writes, Hatam Al Pi HaKabbalah. The reason why we don't say Tachnun at night is based upon the Kabbalah, as brought down in the Beis Yosef. However, to say the pasuk of Tilim of Nefilas Sapayim, that is no problem even to say it at night. It's only the bending down on the arm that's the problem. Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Balayla, Lochein, Im Nimshechas Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaLayla. Therefore, if you're davening very close to the Shkia and the conclusion of your Mincha, or by the time you're up to Tachlin, it's already into the Bein HaShmoshos or beyond, so then Ein Noflin HaPneya. Then you don't go down and say Tachlin at that point. Or Bein HaShmoshos Shalayla Noagim Lipol. However, it's still the Bein HaShmoshos, which would usually mean the first 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, so then you still be allowed to bend down on your arm and say Tachlin. The issue footnote number 20 brings down to the Minigun Yerushalayim is based upon Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Ein Noflin HaPneyim Lacha Shkia Sechama. They don't take advantage of the Bein HaShmoshos period of time, but after the Shkia, they don't do Nevilas Apayim, and Shlomo Zalman brings down Ladasam Kubalim Shiesh Sakana Liomer Mishkiya Secham of Elach Chamira Sakanta. And he says they're very careful about this, not to do it after the Shkia, because the opinion that says that it's dangerous to do this based upon Kabbalah after the Shkia, so therefore we're very machmir in any Sakana, in any danger, and therefore the Minhag Yerushalayim is not to do it after the Shkia. Although there are those that are makel, as the Mishnah Berurah says, to do it in the first 13 and a half minutes of the Bein HaShmashos period of time. Certainly, it's preferable to try to make Tachlin before the Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, on days we say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha time, and that's going to make you miss out on saying Tachlin before the Shkia. It would actually be preferable to skip Avinu Malkeinu and make sure you say Tachlin before the Shkia. That would be preferable. He brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches writes, Shukarv, but you're allowed to say this in Slichos time. It's early in the morning because it's close to morning, even though it's still nighttime. So he brings down from the El Yerabah, even if you're davening Slichos after Chatzos at night, so it's not so close to the morning, you'd still be allowed to say Tachlun in the middle of the night. And the Magen Avraham holds the same way as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches says that it's close to morning. That's why you're allowed to say Tachlun in the early morning Slichos, even though it's still nighttime. He says, V'yesh Nagin, there are those, though, that have the opinion, they hold, L'harich B'Slichos Ad M'chon Hayom. They stretch out the slichos until it's already daytime. And then they do taklin while it's quote daytime. Ah, the erev Rosh Hashanah lo yitochin minogzed. This doesn't work well on erev Rosh Hashanah where there's very long slichos. Shari ein novel napneim erev Rosh Hashanah, because here you can't go and stretch out into the morning time, because the minog is that in the morning we don't say tachlun by slichos. Our minog, however, is that the slichos at night time you do say tachlun to finish off the slichos, even if it's after the daytime, according to many. But you of course don't say slichos, you don't say tachlun in the davening of shachris erev Rosh Hashanah morning. Sif Dalid, the Mechaber writes, Noagu shelo lipol apneim, the meaning is that we don't bend down and say tachlun, lo bebeis ha'ovel, not in the house of mourning. Rechmon al-Islan, if somebody is in a shiva house, so we don't say tachlun in the shiva house. We'll see in a moment why. Likewise, v'lo bebeis chosin, and Baruch Hashem also in a beis mishta, in the 7 days that a chosin is after his marriage, so that's called the beis mishta, or wherever the chosin is, so he is going to make the people in that area, when they daven, not have to say tachlun. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkan Chof, not in the beis Avel. Kind of call shiva, the entire period of the shiva. Why? Vatam, the reason is, da'az midas hadin mesuchalav, because there's a very strong midas hadin, there's a very strong prosecution against this family and this house. V'alkein yesh lezor milahagbir midas hadin, and we don't want to do anything that will strengthen that midas hadin. And the saying of tachlin is basically an admission that we've done wrong, so we don't want to do this in the house of the avel. U'kamo atam, dein nefilas apayim b'layla. And this is the same reasoning that's brought down why we don't do nefilas apayim at night time, because it's dangerous, as we brought down from Kabbalah, and this is brought down in the name of the Levush, and therefore, for just like we don't do Nefilas HaPayim at night time, it's dangerous, so too we don't want to do Nefilas HaPayim in the base Avel because it's dangerous. Okay, so you daven at the Avel's house, so now you come home. Do you have to say tachlun now in your house? So he says, no, you don't have to. The tachlun mikomo miyad achat tefilas Shmoneh Esrei, because tachlun is set up to say right after Shmoneh Esrei, as we've already learned in the beginning of this siman, and therefore if you didn't say it at the appropriate time, right after Shemoneh Esrei, then you're potter, you're exempt from saying it the rest of the day. However, he says, but to racham on Monday and Thursday, you should say that in your house afterwards. The Yesh Mekilim is there. But there are those that even make in this opinion as well. He brings this down in the name of the Taz. And he says, V'nei kol zeh davka b'veitzo ovel. This is in the Beis Avel that we don't say this. However, if the Avel comes to daven in the shul, they don't have a minion in the Beis Avel. If the Avel is davening someplace else, we don't pull the tzibur after the Avel. It's only in the Avel's house that the tzibur follows the Avel. But if the Avel comes to the shul, we don't have the dinim over here as in the Beis Avel. The Omer Tachlin, and the shul does say Tachlin. The issue footnote number 22 points down. If the Avel davens for the minion, however, then the Gesher Chaim says that the minion wouldn't say Tachlin. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. When we call Malcolm, the Mishnah Berurah continues, but the Avel, even if he's in the shul and the rest of the shul is saying Tachlun, the Avel himself shouldn't say Tachlun. He brings down the El Yerabah, who's nistopic on this, he's not sure. He says, Dafilu kimishpal b'mokum emeis, kishena Avel b'veiso, shalom ha-Tachlun. He says that if you're davening in the base Avel's house and the Avel is not there, he says, maybe you should or should not say Tachlun, he's not sure. The issue footnote number 23 brings down the minhag is we don't say tachlun in the base of Avil, even if the Avil is not there. But he says this is only true if that's where the person who was nifter passed away, or that he was brought to the house after he was nifter and then brought to the funeral home. So in this situation, the house is called the house we don't say tachlun. But if neither of those two scenarios occurred, that the mace was either there before he died or he was brought there after his death, but there is a minion over there and there's no Avil over there, so then you would say tachlun in this base Avil. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Ein omrim halal beveis ovel." We likewise don't say halal in the base ovel, but in Rosh Chodesh he is mispal beveis ovel. In Rosh Chodesh, when you're davening in the base ovel, afilu kishaholich achachal beis, so ein tzorich lomro. You don't say halal even when you get to your own house afterwards on Rosh Chodesh. And the issue footnote number 24 brings down the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you shouldn't do this even if you want to; it's not appropriate. It brings down from the Gesher Chaim, however, that many have the custom that the ovel leaves the room and the tibur does say halal in the base ovel. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Gesher Chaim adds, however, if the person who was nifter actually died in this house, then the minhag is that the Avel doesn't leave the room to allow the tzibur to say halal. You don't say halal in such a house. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, on Chanukah, shegomer sahalo, we say the full halal, tzorech le'amar achakak b'veiso. Then if the person doesn't say it in the base Avel, let's say the Avel doesn't leave the room, or that the mace was nifter over there, so they don't say halal in the base Avel, then when you go home, you should say the halal, because here it's not a minhag, here we say the full halal, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, it's only a minhag, so you don't have to say it. Avel, if you're davening in the base Avel, b'Shabbos, shechobro b'Rosh Chodesh, if Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're in the base Avel davening, o im kvar es meso b'regel, or if the mace Nebuch died during the Yontif, and the Shiva only starts say after the yontif, and then if you're davening in the Beis Avel, you do say hallel, kiven shein bo avelis, because there is no avelis on such days, before Hesya, on Shabbos, and on yontif at all. Sivkon Chafal, the Bishop writes, and not in the Beis Chosson, haynu mishor shenichnas l'chuppah. When is he called the Chosson? From the time he goes into the Chuppah. Avo mikodim omrim, but before he goes to the Chuppah, you actually could say Tachnun. However, he says, v'yesh mikilim at b'shachrus, there are those that are makled not to say Tachnun, even by Shachrus time, certainly not by Mincha time. This is as long as the person is going to get married before the Shkia on that day. So if he goes to his house afterwards, the person davening in this Beis Chosson, he doesn't have to say Tachnun then. The kivin shor b'Beis Chosson, b'Beis HaKnesses, since he was already there at the time of the Simcha, so he doesn't have to say Shachris, and the same thing applies by Bris Mila. That concludes today's share.